My Working Life by Albert Connor. I started my working life as an office boy during the last World War, but quickly moved on to other things, eventually becoming a sales rep in the clothing trade. A big change occurred when, in the early 50s, I, with my wife and family, went to live in Toronto, Canada. At that time, Toronto was a fast-growing city, and I went to work for the Singer Company, a large and diverse company which had many retail stores throughout Canada. After a couple of years, I became manager of the main store in downtown Toronto. Part of my duties was to hire and train people to work in the store. One of these was a lady named Claire, all the way from Wicklow Town. Part of the service we provided was to make buttonholes for customers who made their own garments. Claire came to my office one day because a customer had brought back a garment, which she claimed wasn't wearable due to a mistake in making the buttonholes. We should make a refund of $10, which she claimed the garment was worth. Claire said the garment wasn't even worth $5. I spoke to the customer briefly and promptly made a refund of the full $10. End of story. No. About 6 months later, I was asked to come to the shop floor to see a young couple who wanted to buy a sewing machine. I demonstrated and sold our top-of-the-line model. After the sale, I inquired as to why they had asked me to come to look after them. The young lady explained what had happened about the prompt refund 6 months previously. That was the reason for the purchase. As I explained to Claire later, the customer is always right.